Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Constructive Criticism Network. This network is here to help you improve at Magic the Gathering at every level. From Pauper Leagues to Top 1000 Mythic, we've got you covered. If you want to hear the entire network, head on over to our sponsor at PureMTGO.com, where you can hear each and every show, each and every week, and check out their sponsor, MTGO Traders, and tell them that the CCMTG Network sent you. Now sit back, enjoy the show. From YouTube, podcasts, and more, here's this week's episode from ConstructedCriticism.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 325th episode of Constructed Criticism. I'm your host, Mason. Allie, you're my co-host. How you doing?
I am your co-host. This is indeed facts. I am good. It's raining out, so like, but...
Okay, are you not a big rain fan?
I'm sure, like, rain will be fine in my, like, new living situation, but, like... Rain always just kind of made me sad.
Sure, that's fair. Okay.
Unless you're, like, outside and you're, like, actively enjoying the rain. Like, when I played soccer, I would like it when it rained.
Okay. If you're, like, in your house with the window down or something like that and you could hear, like, the rain, like, tapping and stuff, do you like that? Or is it more like you got to be, like, in the rain?
I think, like, if I'm, like, snuggled up in a blanket and, like, watching a TV show, like, then it's fine. But I don't know. If I'm, like, trying to accomplish things, it's kind of just, like, I don't know, it brings the mood down, and then I feel unmotivated.
Sure, that's fair. That's reasonable. Okay. I know, for me, like, I just love the rain, period. So I know some people, they had that same thing with you, but for some people, they're like, if I can't hear the rain peacefully, I'm not about it. But they're like, no matter what I'm doing, if the rain's peaceful, it's great, which I find to be an interesting, quirk for some people. So I was curious if you like that. Well... Allie, speaking of not being motivated, today we're going to be talking about burnout and dealing with it. But first, we got to go over always improving. And Allie, I'll take the lead on this week. My way of always improving this week was really buckling down and playing a lot of modern. I actually kind of enjoy these modern games, despite the format not being super open and kind of being really constricted. And it was a lot of fun playing, and it was a lot of fun to really try and hammer things out. And I think the big problem with the always improving moment here is while I did the work and stuff like that, the real disconnect is I didn't apply a lesson I had learned from others about these Lotus Box tournaments, and it really bit me in the butt this weekend, where Zach and Harlan had discussed on their podcast, Up to Date MTG, if you haven't heard of it, how there's an interesting dynamic to these Lotus Box tournaments, Allie, where, you know, when we play SCGs, there's like this implied knowledge that most people have. And then there's, like, the knowledge that, like, SCG puts out, right? So if there's, like, a free article, you could assume that some percentage of the room, like, a good percentage, has actually read that article, right? And a premium, you know, a smaller percent, but, you know, have definitely read that article if they're premium. So there's some shared knowledge. But to play the Lotus Box tournament, you have to be a patron, which means you have to get what they would play. And that means that everyone has, like, the same kind of baseline of, like, hey, these really good players are all saying, I would want to play Red-Black Prowess except for one, right? And so if they're all saying that, that might really sway some people who weren't quite sure, or maybe people just looking for a deck in general. And I thought, well, even though that's true, I expect a lot of people to try and beat the Prowess deck. And so I don't think my matchup's great game one, but Corey's telling me that, like, post-board with these cards, it's good. So I'm going to swap these cards and I'm going to, you know, take the leap because I just, like, haven't had time to play the games and I could see how they play out in my head. And I just got crushed by Prowess in the tournament. So... my always improving moment was putting the work in and then adapting going forward of when I'm playing these Lotus Box tournaments. What they say really, really matters to these events because 100% of the people have access to that information. So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's wild to think about that too, though, right? That, like, everyone knows that. Like, when we go into the tournament, we all know that, like, that entire house minus Edgar, or the entire team minus Edgar, thinks that Red-Black Prowess is the best deck by a mile. And it's like, whoa.
So. Yeah, it definitely has, like, a shape to, like, what you expect, whereas, like, if you're looking at, say, like, an SCG event, there's, like, a handful of people with Discord, so you're like, all right, like, maybe I value, like, Lotus Box's opinion, but, like, I also value, like, Nova's opinion, and I also value BCW's opinion. So it's, like, a bunch of just different teams are also, like, doing different things, so it's kind of more of a, like, accurate representation of what like the meta is, right? Compared to a lot of people are just going to either like follow what Lotus Box does for these tournaments or go like extremely against it to try and beat it.
Yeah. And, you know, Abe Stein, who has locked himself for their championship and is a great player, super nice guy, he has literally just ripped what the most played deck was for each Lotus Box tournament. I think he's only changed one card in those 75 across three and has top aided two of the three, I believe. So, like, it, you know, and they keep pushing that narrative, obviously, on coverage. It's a very interesting thing where it's like, this is just going to work for you, and they keep showing you that. So I kind of expect this kind of nature to the format or to like discontinue. So it's very interesting. I don't know. It blows my mind. But Allie, what was your always improving moment?
I think like a little bit of a difference is like, I guess my like always improving moment for this week was like how I did poorly, I suppose, if that's like something of just like something I've identified that I need to work on. I got pretty frustrated with Modern on Friday. I ended up just like taking a bunch of decks through leagues and like 3-2, 3-2, 2-3, like 0-3 dropped. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm not even getting like a solid win rate with any of these decks. So I just like kind of gave up, and then asked Twitter and a couple of people recommended E-tron. I'm like, all right, like theoretically I guess this beats prowess or whatever, and didn't spend that much time even like thinking conceptually about how the red black prowess deck has kind of just like evolved and tuned into, I guess, not really like, not like not caring about Chalice of the Void, but like just with Lurrus, and I mean it's playing stuff like Kate Command too, just being able to beat that card or navigate their way around it. Like, they have two drop prowess creatures as well. You have Lurrus, so you can just like Lurrus bobble your entire deck into like whatever. If you're on the draw, it's still like not good either because they already have prowess creature out. So it's just like moving forward, like I do trust what other people say, but I guess even if I'm not confident in a tournament, at least like taking a step back and just like theoretically thinking about what I'm trying to accomplish before I enter a tournament and how specific decks can get me there or end up failing miserably.
Yeah, I totally feel that. I have had that moment happen a lot to me too, you know. it's rough, but it's a big one, you know. And it's one that I personally, I don't know about you, but I've had to relearn that lesson, and I'm sure I will relearn that lesson again and again. So, well, that's going to do it for our Always Improving moment. If you want to help support the show, you can go to our sponsor at Oasis Games and use code CCMTG for 4% off every order, and you can use code WouldThatBeGood for 15% off your first order. I believe as of the time you're hearing this episode, Ikoria is officially on sale. I have some Lurruses, I have a Lurrei, I guess, in my cart ready to order. And so, yeah, you can order that and they'll get to you right away and you'll be ready to play and battle and do all that kind of stuff. And hopefully, you know, the Lurrus is still there by the time you get to play with it. Another way to support the show, though, is go to patreon.com/CCMTG. And one of the benefits of being a patron is you get to ask questions like this. Spencer asks, what do you do between rounds now that all the events are online? Do you find it's better or worse for your games to play other games? Or do you think you could improve in other ways between rounds to help improve your win rate? So, Allie, what do you do between rounds? What have you been liking?
I definitely don't play more Magic.
I'm with you, so.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I know a lot of people, even like in-person events, still like try and get reps in between matches, but I like to use that time to like decompress, cool down. Like, I think that is just like a really easy way to get burnt out of a tournament. So like a little different than what we're actually talking about today of just like being burnt out in Magic in general. But Magic takes a lot of brain power, and you really just like sometimes need to take a step back and do something to relax. You can't, like, I mean, I'm sure even in like some people, if they get like really anxious playing Magic or they're like super into it, you're just like in this fight or flight mode or like super concentration, and like you just like you can't be in that state for like 9 hours. It's just not good for you.
Definitely, I'm 100% with you. I concur with all that. I have a question though, Allie. Do you play other games between rounds? Like recently I started playing Love Letter, not super competitively, but you know, just like getting some games in. And that used to not be my MO. My old MO was no games, just talking, you know? So yeah. Is that something that you avoid, or does that like kind of fall into the relaxing thing for you? Or the mix
of
it up? I think
for the most part that just like falls into something relaxing. I wouldn't do anything like super intensive. Like there's definitely like sometimes if I just played like a really intense game, I probably won't want to play Love Letter. Like, cause even though that's relaxing, it still takes like a bit of thought, and I don't really want to commit to that too much.
Sure.
But like, I mean, like looking back, like here, like now that we're doing everything online, I think for the most part, like I really don't play any like games or anything either. Like I'll talk to my chat, I'll eat something, I don't know. Yeah, I don't
draw.
Even particularly. Yeah, I'll draw. Like doing that. I'll watch other streams. So like I think that's in line with like in paper tournaments, I'll like go and watch other people's games. So like maybe to still get that like Magic exposure if you're still like if that's what you want to do in between games, but like not having to exert a ton of energy doing it.
Yeah, I do a lot of similar things specifically when it comes to between round now that we're online. Like if I'm on stream, normally the routine has been like, all right, we're going to pull up Twitch, we're going to check the homies out, see how the homies are doing, and then if no one's really playing that, you know, we know, then we just start playing Pictionary on my stream, and that's been, like, a fun kind of, like, gamey type thing to, like, do with chat, and it's kind of, you know, it kind of simulates, like, the just messing around between rounds, you know?
Yeah.
And when I've played a couple tournaments off stream, I've honestly just pulled up Netflix, like, in one tournament, this is before COVID, but like I just watched The Mandalorian between rounds. I was just like, unpause The Mandalorian, let's get back to it, you know? And then I just had the other screen up and I was like, okay, the round's starting, pause. So I just try to remove myself from it as much as possible. But I am definitely not able to like jam out games. Like I was watching Corey stream the challenge, and Corey was like, all right, play modern. All right, we have 15 minutes, let's hop on Arena and get a, you know, a quick match in. And I can't do that personally, so. But if that works for you as a person and you find that you like to constantly do that and you're not, like, in a fight or flight mode, then it's probably a good way to stay sharp.
Yeah. I just feel like doing that, like, I mean, that's kind of why I don't play, like, control decks. I don't really want to be playing Magic for 9 hours straight, so I like just, like, having some amount of break in between rounds.
Sure, that's fair. Yeah, it's definitely underrated to have the break between rounds, I think. I don't know. Oh my goodness. Well, I hope that was helpful for you figuring out what you can do. You know, there's other stuff we didn't even talk about, like maybe hang out with your dog. Or I remember one time I got really upset between rounds and there was like 30 minutes on Modo, and so I went for a quick 15 minute lap around my cul-de-sac. And so just little things like that, you know, you can do. And hopefully this was helpful for you, and hopefully you're not getting too burnt out on Magic tournaments. But if you are, I think Allie and me might have an episode here to help you. So, Allie, today we're going to be talking about dealing with burnout. And before we go any further, what is burnout, Allie? What are we talking about? Is that sweet video game?
I don't actually know what video game you're referencing. So maybe I'm, like, aging myself or something. But
it's an awesome driving game.
Driving game? Okay. Yeah. Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so when we're thinking about burnout, you're just, like, thinking of something that you've put, like, a lot of time, a lot of energy in, and just, like, at some point, like, it's usually something that you love or you're passionate about or just you do every day, and sometimes you're just, like, super sick of doing it, like, to the point where it likely affects, like, your gameplay, your mental health, and a lot of other aspects of your life surrounding what you're doing. So that's what I think of when I think of burnout.
Yeah, I love that definition. That's basically exactly how I think of it. The big question for kind of me, and I think a lot of people are listening to this, you know, is we talk about this and like what it is. Allie, how do you tell if you're getting burnt out of something? I know that for me personally, it can be kind of hard to tell sometimes. So I'm curious to know if you have a better relationship and grasp on it.
I like to think in general, I'm not a super like salty person in Magic, and I think I definitely can tell when I'm starting to get burnt out is when like that starts to get more constant in my games. Like, I'm not really someone to blame like variance or like get super upset when I lose or something like that, or like how a game plays out. I definitely can, but I don't think that's like the constant in my like game to game interactions. So I don't know, when I catch myself like getting more upset or like getting salty, I'm like, all right, like Magic is not like what it was like yesterday or last week to me or something, so probably need to take a break. And I mean, that's what I did yesterday with the Lotus Box tournament. Like, I lost very quickly the first two rounds, and I'm like normally I would probably like stick it out and keep playing because like I could still get like 5 points if I went out or something. But at that point, I'm like, have identified that it probably just like wouldn't be healthy for me to keep playing, and I would literally rather be doing anything else. So I decided to drop.
Yeah, I think that's actually, that's great. You know, you're able to identify that. I feel like, to make it about me for a second, left with the topic, I feel like I was in a similar spot when I was like 1-2 yesterday, and I unwisely just stuck it out for two rounds, and it was just kind of miserable, and then my play suffered, and then because of that, like, it all spiraled, and then like led to me in the bad, like me being in like not a bad mood, but like a frustrated mood for like 15 minutes and having to like work it out, you know, in my head. And so I guess the thing I have to ask is, how do you personally like identify the difference of like things aren't breaking my way and actually being burnt out? Because I play, I think part of this too, at least for me, I imagine some viewers and listeners are feeling a similar way, is that I'm playing so much Magic, like so much because of COVID. There's just, it's like not many things to do, and Magic's one of my favorite things to do, and you know, it's just, I got all this time, I'm just playing a lot more Magic. So how do you personally, you know, differentiate those two kind of feelings?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good point. Like, we're playing a ton of Magic, so I think I would probably differentiate it between like, oh, I just like streamed today or something and it didn't like go so well, but like it was like a little frustrating, but I'm still gonna stream tomorrow. If I was like really burnt out, I'd imagine like I would just be getting like frustrated at every match I had, every like format I played. This like kind of dips more into like solutions, I guess, but like I guess in Magic in general, if I don't find like a format or something that I'm having fun in, I'm probably to the point where I'm pretty burnt out.
Sure. That's fair. So do you feel like this in general, you just like Magic a lot, and if you're, the only time you're really feeling burnt out is when it's just not enjoyable? Am I misunderstanding what you're saying there? I feel like I'm not having a good job grasping it there.
No, yeah, pretty much that. I mean, I think what's good about Magic is that there are just so many different formats, so like if you're burnt out on one format, usually you can just like switch to another format. I know that's probably changed recently because everyone's at home and playing a lot of Magic, as well as people have not been a fan of companions, and so like that's just kind of like overtaking like a lot of formats. So I feel like now more than ever people have been burnt out on Magic in general, whereas like I feel like I'm still at the point where I can like find a format that I'm at least having fun. It's like very close now. Like I've been switching to Commander a lot more, which is, I guess, my new way to play Magic and still have fun.
Yeah, Commander is pretty sweet. I enjoyed the stream. That was probably actually the most enjoyable Magic in the last week, thinking back about it. But okay, enough about me. Enough, you know, my free therapy session here. Why is burnout harmful, though, Allie? Like, why is this going to hurt us playing Magic? Like, what about this, like, makes us feel like something that we need to really talk to the listeners about and kind of get ahead of, hopefully, for a lot of them?
I mean, I think there's a difference between having good endurance and being able to maybe, like, push through a format you don't like and stuff like that, and then actually being burnt out, where you are playing these games, you're testing for a tournament, and you are just absolutely miserable. And like, maybe you're good about not letting that affect your game. I know a lot of people aren't. If I'm having a miserable time, my play is going to suffer. So like, that's one thing to be concerned about. And two, it's just like not good for your mental health either. Like, picture just being miserable for like 8 hours of the day by playing something that you're supposed to love or have fun with or is your passion or something of that sort. And then it just like also ruins your relationship with Magic then.
Yeah, that's true. That those are some great points. Let's kind of start with the play thing, because I think that's definitely something that affects a lot of people. For me, when it comes to burnout and Magic, it's just kind of like the bad mood. It's like, if I'm doing that and it's not like a super, super important tournament, I'm kind of just off it. I don't know about you, but I'm just kind of like, I'm out of here. Like, if this isn't, you know, deep in a PTQ with a good run or like, you know, same for like any other thing, I'm just kind of like, whatever, I'm done with this. Is that how you feel as well? Like, how do you handle that situation? Because I know some people with the deal of the burnouts, they just kind of like, I have a friend I'm thinking of specifically who they'll just go get a water and a snack and they're just like, I'm just going to do whatever in the round. I'm not going to take it too seriously because I'd rather not poison my experience with Magic, which you also mentioned there at the end, than, you know, kind of push through this and just kind of be off Magic in general. They, like, want to keep the relationship healthy, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. I mean, that's why, like, at the Lotus Box tournament, like, I just decided to drop instead of keep playing for a couple of like points or something. If I was at like a PT or something, like say it was like PT Oko, like I actually experienced that, and like that was like not great, but like the stakes were a lot higher, and that to me felt more of just like trying to push through something because it was important, as opposed to like, I don't know, trying to push through something that was like less important to me, I guess. I don't want to say like these lowest box tournaments aren't important, but like,
it's okay to say not important to you, or like you value your mental health more. I don't think that's a diss on them or anyone who plays in them personally. That's me. But
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so I guess just like the stakes of the tournament, probably like, I mean, like, so like, if Magic didn't matter to me, I probably, one, wouldn't be at a PT in the first place, and two, even if I was, like, if I did not care about, like, requeuing or prizes or something, then I would also just drop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. That's actually a great point. It is kind of like this, almost, you need to figure out what your relationship with Magic is, and you just want to kind of approach it, you know, kind of like with respect, right? Just like you would a normal relationship with someone. You know, it's like, if there are boundaries and rules here, we're going to, for lack of a better term, play by those boundaries and rules. You know, we're going to respect them. And so, yeah, I think that's fair. Allie, let's talk about some ways, though, to prevent burnout, now that we've kind of talked about this. I know that, I'll take the lead here, that one of the things I do is I kind of just disengage from Magic in general, or whatever the thing is, for like an extended period of time, and kind of come back to it. I normally feel rejuvenated. I know that that's not maybe like the most helpful or easiest thing for some people, but for me, I normally find that like after 2 to 3 days of doing something different, I kind of feel that fire and I'm like, okay, I'm like ready to play again. So like, you know, got off stream, went to the grocery store, came back, hopped on Valorant. I'm getting ready for Magic in a couple days. Allie, what's some of the things that you do to help prevent? Because there are definitely other things, but that's the one that's like kind of my go-to.
Yeah, I think it comes in stages for me based on like what level of like burnout I'm feeling. So like first, like I talked about a little earlier, it was just like I'll start looking at different formats. Maybe like standard's not fun, so I'm like, all right, I'm gonna test out Legacy now and see how that's going. Oh, like Legacy's still not fun. Okay, maybe I'll like do something like even more built for fun, like Commander. Like I'll play some Commander games with people. And then like even after that, I might like switch again, like I'll play Hearthstone or Legends of Runeterra. If I'm off card games forever, I'll like take another step and play some Dota Underlords, or I guess TFT if you're Mason.
I love TFT. Well, I'm gonna get you one day. I'll get you in.
So like just kind of like if I'm, I guess, itching to play a game, just more like degrees of separation from Magic. Like, so first format, then actual game, then like card game, and then maybe even just like not a game on my computer anymore. I like go back to the living room and play Kirby Air Ride with my roommates.
The classic? The GameCube? Hold up. Yeah. Hang on.
I love Kirby Air Ride.
I'm literally having flashbacks. This is a timeout in the podcast. Deal with it, people. Where I would go over to my neighbor's house and we would just play Kirby Air Ride on the free, like the free roam mode in the city. For hours and hours and hours. That was like my 8 to 9.
Like me and my roommate stayed up to like 3 a.m. this weekend playing Kirby because we just kept unlocking different colors of Kirby. So we're like, all right, one more game, and then we unlocked purple Kirby, and we played for like 2 more hours.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome! Wow, that game was so fun. All right, back in. Yeah, so I think those are great things, though, right? Like, just separating yourself from it and removing it is really awesome. I definitely, you kind of mentioned something that I realize I do when I'm starting to feel a little burnt out that kind of helps rejuvenate me in the short moment is sometimes, and this might sound weird, I'll just go, like, lay in my bed and, like, turn on the fan or whatever and just kind of, like, sit there and think and do breathing exercises and just kind of, like, chill out whenever I'm kind of getting a little frustrated with something. So that's one way that I know I kind of help prevent burnout in an event. I've definitely like kind of done that before, where just kind of like life in general, sometimes, you know, it's not like these things just apply to Magic. You know, I think we talked about this a lot on the podcast in the past, but burnout's going to affect your day-to-day life too, right? So like figuring out how to combat this was going to be helpful, especially with, I imagine before COVID, a lot of people were feeling that way about their jobs. You know, I'm sure now people would give anything to get back to the older team, but you know, like, these kind of things will affect you, and having ways to prevent them is helpful. I'm curious, Allie, do you ever, like, as a way to help prevent burnout, do you try to pick up new things? Like, just do sort of something totally different? Because that's kind of in my experience with Valorant, where I played, like, a bunch of Call of Duty and Halo in high school, and every time I tell people that, they're really surprised for some reason. I don't understand why. Like, a lot. And I'm started playing Valorant, and it's like such a different shooter, and it's a totally different thing in my head, and it's kind of like learning a new hobby. Do you ever try to just go learn in new things? Is that something that you do? Because I find that is kind of helpful for me.
I think when I do, it's like less so with like games per se, because it takes a lot to really get me into a new game, just because I've dedicated so much time to like the games I do play. I almost like just don't want to have another game. So like I mean like I got really into like making bracelets, and at one point I would paint altars, and I mean, I'm super into cooking now, if you have any capacity of what my Twitter is.
I was gonna bring up cooking. Is cooking something that you find to be like helpful and therapeutic and stress reducing? I know that for my Nana, that was a huge thing for her, where she would kind of get like stressed out about day to day life, and she would just cook.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know like what it is about it. Maybe just like everything I cooked is like really delicious, and I
whoa,
don't know.
Sorry, I got flexed on so hard there. I need a moment. All right, we're back.
But like, I don't know, just like, also just like, it's something that I know I'm good at too. So like, if I'm feeling like super burnt out on Magic, like a lot of it is probably like, I mean, like, it's a mix of a lot of things, right? But, like, I know yesterday at the Lotus Box tournament, I'm like, oh, Modern's miserable. Like, screw this game. Like, screw everything. I'm, like, upset. Like, whatever. And, I mean, like, I have some friends that, like, challenge me. And, like, while I still don't think Modern is great, I think a lot of it is me not being comfortable in the format. So, I think that comes along with, like, some, like, a little bit of, like, burnout in Magic, too. So having something that you are, like, good at to fall back on to give you the happy chemicals in your brain is always always a good one, too. So, like, I know I'm good at cooking. If I'm feeling bad from Magic, just take a break, cook something, and feel good about myself because I can cook well.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's great. It's interesting because you actually brought up a point I wanted to bring up here just a second ago with the I don't feel comfortable. And I found that that's actually one way to help prevent burnout for me is to learn more about the thing actually that I'm doing. Because I feel like sometimes maybe like I get these wrong perceptions or ideas about something and that leads me to getting burnt out on it, right? So like an example might be I'm getting really burnt out on Standard because I think it's all about Luka, right? And whether it is or it isn't doesn't really matter. And so, you know, I try to go learn about something to try and change my mind frame about it and my, like, the way I'm thinking about it. I felt this way a lot with League of Legends a long, long time ago. And it was like, wow, it's, like, all about, I can't remember the character's name now, Mako Top. And, you know, like, I just had to go, and I remember looking up resources about the game and learning, like, oh, there's actually, like, a very easy way to counter this and do this, and that kind of really helped change my mindset. And it was also, like, a huge learning moment and an always improving moment. So do you ever do research, like, I know it's a weird thing to say to help prevent burnout is to jump deeper in, because I definitely mentioned earlier how that's not, like, a great thing to do, but do you ever, like, I should say kind of poke your head in and make sure that you're not, quote-unquote, like, losing it or whatever?
I think, like, after a bit, I think, like, definitely step one for me is to distance myself from it. Like, I mean, I think, like, the Lotus Box tournament's a great example. Like, I was super grumpy that I O2'd a format that, like, I have been having frustrations with previously. So, like, my emotional reaction was, this format sucks, I'm unhappy, like, screw this, I'm not playing Modern. Which, like, I think ended up, like, while it was emotional, still, I made the correct decision of just, like, I would end up spiraling throughout the tournament if I continued, and then probably attribute, like, me doing poorly to, like, oh, I suck at Magic, why am I playing Magic, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I know myself very well, so cutting that off was probably the good step. And then, like, a couple hours later, like, I took a nap, I cooked some food. Like, coming back, I realized, I just don't know this Modern format well. And so I think after that is definitely something I would be more comfortable doing, like, coming back and being like, okay, so, like, what can I do to change this?
Yeah, and I think that's a great segue into our last little point we really wanted to cover, which was ways to kind of ease back in post-burnout. And I think, you know, it doesn't have to be later that day for someone. It could be, you know, a week later. It could be, you know, however long you need to kind of recover from the whole situation. You know, it's just kind of like, okay, what can I do here? Am I excited about this? And I think one thing that I really wanted to kind of hammer home about this, the ease back into the burn after the burnout is the ease part. Because I think some people dive back in and they're not, like, for lack of a better term, over or ready to dive all the way back in. And it kind of creates this cycle, right? Where they're like one step forward, two steps back, right? Where they're just kind of in this perpetual cycle of always being burnt out, always feeling negative about it, and always doing this kind of thing because they haven't given themselves the time, or they haven't, for lack of a better term, come to terms with what's going on and what the, like, what the root of the problem might be. So kind of want to nail that home. Allie, how do you feel about that? Do you ever see that happen with players and people, or is that a me projecting onto, like, certain people type thing, or, you know?
No, I definitely see that on Twitter all the time, especially, like, recently. I think now more than ever I've seen a lot of people saying, like, oh, like, I am disappointed in where Magic is going. I am feeling burnt out from Magic. I don't think Magic is, like, made for me anymore. Like, along the same lines. And they're, like, valid concerns, but we're seeing it more and more of lately, probably as a symptom of COVID, as a symptom of companions, as a symptom of just like the game kind of changing a lot right now. So I mean, like, that's all valid, but I also see those same people I guess not really like taking a break and still like diving headfirst into Magic, where I mean, like I'm trying to say this, that like there's nothing like wrong with that, but I think not being able to take a break or realizing when you're burnt out or like doing something else is really like harming your chances of coming back and actually liking Magic.
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you feel that you're not enjoying Magic right now because of companions, right? Or just whatever reason you're not enjoying Magic. You know, you just hate that Prowess is the best deck. And you just all these type of things, whatever. And then you're like, all right, what am I going to do? You know what, Allie? I'm queuing up a league with Martyr Proc. Let's go. You know, and then you're like, wait, I'm back here again. I hate this. This is awful. You know what? Salt High Ramp. I'm in. And then you like you just keep doing this like same sort of thing, and you're not giving yourself time to decompress and like feel things and get over, like process it, or you know, just kind of relax even, right? It's kind of like playing on tilt, but you know, when it comes to burnt out, it's even worse, because sometimes it's like, I want to love this thing, right? It's not even like you're upset at yourself or you're upset at your opponent or your deck. You're like, I love Magic. I want this to be the thing. It's this thing I've dedicated so much time to. It's this great hobby of mine. It's how I've met so many amazing people. It's what a lot of my friends do, which I feel is a huge thing for Magic players, is they feel like if they take a break, they won't have that thing to connect with other people, because they're like, oh, I met these people. I met Allie playing Magic. If I don't play Magic, Allie's not going to talk to me. You know, like I gotta play Magic. You know, I have to do this thing. And then it turns out you don't have to, and it's going to just make it worse, right? So I hope that if it feels like I'm adding you, I want the best for you. I just want you to like take a step back, you know? Watch some Barry on Netflix, play a little TFT, try to get a Valorant drop, you know? Make your life happy. Play some Kirby Air Rider. Treat yourself. You've earned it. Go to eBay, get a GameCube.
Kirby Air Ride is so good.
It's so good though, right? And so so treat yourself. Try to, you know, try to work through that burnout. And I would say this, a very similar thing when it comes to just kind of things outside Magic as well. You know, like, I know that some people feel burnt out at work, you know, and while work, it's much harder to take that step back. When you're not at work and you don't have those responsibilities, unplug, you know, just same thing with Magic. If Magic's too much, unplug from Twitter, unplug from the SCG, like the website, or unplug from Twitch, you know, like it will be there when you get back, and it might be there even better now because you're kind of refreshed, you're rejuvenated and ready to approach the thing. And sometimes, as I'm sure Allie can attest, our mindset will dictate way more than what's actually going on. So,
yeah, I'm glad you brought up like work too, because I know a lot of people now, like including myself with COVID, like I've been streaming and like that's all I do now. Like I don't have a job, and I think there's a lot of perception behind that is like if you're a content creator or like your like Magic is your job right now, it's harder to kind of like do that disconnect if you're burnt out. But there's still like ways you can do that, right? Like in counseling, like all of my supervisors when I was at internship, they're like, oh well, like to prevent burnout you really just like can't take because like counseling there's like huge burnout rates because it's just like such a hard job to actually do. So it's like, well, like don't take the day's problem home with you from work. Like don't answer emails after like X o'clock or something. So like we can think of that if we're thinking like you do content creation or something within Magic, you can like have a separate space that you like devote to Magic, or you can like set hard limits of like you're going to stream from like 9 to 4 and that's it. Like that's what you're doing so you don't get burnt out. Or I'm going to write my article 1 hour a day for 2 days.
Yeah, I like those a lot. Those are really great. I know my dad actually suffers from this too. He's a psychiatrist, and actually his birthday was on Friday, and my mom's a psychologist, or my stepmom, and they work at the same office. And he was starting to bring up a patient, like, you know, like talking about like, hey, we need to look at so and so at something, and my stepmom had to be like, honey, no, it's your birthday, it's dinner. We can talk about that on Monday, you know? Like, you're off work, this is the weekend. Because, you know, they're seeing patients from their house, right? They're, like, Zooming people. So they're kind of, like, always in work mode most of the time. And so it is huge and affects other parts of our life as well. So I'm glad you brought that up. Allie, is there anything you want to say on this topic before we wrap everything up?
Just, like, I don't know, take a break, do something, take a walk. Like, magic will always be here. You can always come back to magic. But if you try and push through burnout, a lot of the times it's just going to make it worse, and then maybe you never come back to magic when you, like, get, like, burnt out to the point where you quit. And I know, like, if you're sticking through this whole podcast, you probably want to keep playing magic, I'd imagine, or you just really like the sound of my voice and Mason's laugh.
Yeah, well, we know that second part isn't true, so they must like magic or they must be a fan of Allie, because we know number three isn't it. So but yeah, it's huge. And you know, Allie, true or false, your friends will be there when you're over the burnout.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I have friends that quit magic and I still talk to them like daily or every other day. Like, even if you're gone for a prolonged period of time, the people who care about you are still going to care about you.
Yeah. Friend Tommy, we've brought him up on the show a lot of times. He's fine with me saying his name, by the way. Tommy just is, like, burned out on magic. Didn't want to do it for, like, seven or eight months, Allie. And then he was, like, SCG Indy. He was like, you know what? I want to hang out with the homies. I want to go play some magic. He came back. He's like, you know what? I had a good time. I still don't think this is for me, but I'm glad I did it. And you know what happened when Tommy was like, can I come with y'all? I was like, get in the car, Tommy. It was back to normal. We were happy to have him. And so I know a lot of people feel like if I stop playing, I'm going to lose my friends. I'm not going to have this thing. I'm not going to be able to relate to people. And we're going to fall out of touch. And if they're really your friends, it's, you know, like, it's not going to happen, I promise. And so I want to remove that fear for people. So hopefully this episode was helpful. I know this is something that a lot of people deal with. And it's something that, honestly, basically everyone will deal with at some point. And if you're listening to a Magic the Gathering podcast, I kind of promise you might deal with it. If you keep it up at this rate, it's going to happen to you if you're seeking out this kind of content. So don't worry, kind of deal with it. And hopefully these things helped you. And, you know, if you're interested on this, there's a lot of information out there about burnout that you can go and look up. So kind of go and check those things out. Allie, if someone wants to go check out, like, your article, your stream that you're talking about, or maybe the amazing food that we got flexed on, where can they go?
If you want to see my articles, they're at TCG Player, so you can look them up there. My Twitter is at Arctic. Cut that out. My Twitter is at Mythic Meebo, and my Twitch is twitch.tv/mythic_meebo.
Awesome. Allie, before I say my stuff, do you ever think about the fact that a G is just a flexing C?
I do now, unfortunately.
I saw that tweet yesterday, and it's really changed my life. If you want to find me, you can go to twitch.tv/TheMasonClark, and you can find me on Twitter at MasonEClark. If you want to support the show, you go to patreon.com/CCMTG. The show will always be free, but if you want to get back to the show, maybe get some benefits, get some rewards, get access to the awesome Discord, where, you know, we had some hardened skills talk going on earlier this week. We share deck lists, we post when we're going live on streaming, that kind of stuff, and other content within the community. You want to find the people you want to talk to, maybe going through a similar journey, that's a place to do it. So patreon.com/CCMTG. And that's going to do it for this week's episode. We'll see y'all next week.